97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What exactly is Movember? Lisa Hale explains.
In November, attention turns to men with a movement called Movember. It brings attention to men's health issues, such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. A Cleveland Clinic study found that 44% of men do not get a yearly physical. Many forego regular screenings and generally avoid going to the doctor if they can help it. ThetaCare urologist Dr. Andrew Mays.
Men have unique obstacles. We see that men are less likely to see their primary care physician, less likely to have their annual wellness, really check in and make sure their health and wellness are where they need it to be.
Mays said men of all ages should make their yearly visits to the doctor, but when a man hits 50, it becomes critical to have regular screenings for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and colorectal cancer.
If we find a problem early, we can easily detect and then hopefully treat that, whether it's with surgery or radiation or some degree of intervention that not only optimizes their quality of life and then obviously the longevity of life.
According to the Wisconsin Cancer Reporting System, the most frequently diagnosed cancer among Wisconsin men is prostate cancer, making up 23% of all new cancer diagnoses in Wisconsin men. The premise of Movember is this. Mobros grow mustaches to bring awareness to mental health issues. The movement is also called No Shave November. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
This week is Winter Weather Awareness Week. Isabella Nieto has more.
There were 96 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2024 to 2025. That's according to preliminary State Department of Health Services data. State Health Officer Paula Tran, in a statement, said to prepare for winter weather, Wisconsin residents should prepare an emergency kit and supplies before the severe weather happens. Visit the Ready Wisconsin webpage for tips on what to include in your emergency kit. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at capping how much Wisconsinites spend on their heating and electric bills. The proposed bill would place a cap on residential energy bills at 2% of the household income. It would also direct the Public Service Commission to create a new program aimed at providing households burdened by energy bills with financial relief and automatically enroll those households in a program within 3 years. While Wisconsin's winter heating moratorium can provide residents with peace of mind knowing the services won't be shut off during the coldest months of the year, those bills still need to be paid eventually. Utility companies are not required to restart services for non-payment when the moratorium begins, so residents who fall too far behind on those bills and can't work out a payment plan later can still find themselves without heat in the winter. Utility companies have also pursued a number of rate hikes over recent years due to increased costs and infrastructure projects. There's agreement that PFAS contamination is a big problem for Wisconsin, but not on who should pay to clean it up. A WPR report said that the DNR estimates the cleanup cost could reach several billion dollars. A bill from Republican lawmakers would protect certain people and communities from being held responsible if they didn't cause the pollution. The DNR warns that could leave state taxpayers footing much of the bill. Supporters of the bill say it's a fairer approach while cleanup work continues. Both sides say the state needs to act soon to protect drinking water. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health is stressing the importance of safely storing firearms. OCMH Director Linda Hall says gun safes are considered the gold standard when it comes to storage, but gun locks can also work, and many organizations and health systems are issuing those for free. Hall says it might also be a good idea for the family to determine whether or not it's safe for a firearm to be in the home, and if it isn't, you might have to store it off-site at a place like a gun store. Research has found that 8 in 10 kids who die by firearm suicide obtain the gun from a family member. You'll soon be able to purchase premium meats processed locally in Marshfield. Mid-State Technical College is launching Mid-State Meat Market. This public-facing retail store gives students in the meat cutting and butchery and meat processing and retail programs hands-on experience outside of the classroom. Under the guidance of a master meat crafter, students learn the full spectrum of meat processing and the art of recipe creation. You can place orders online at midstatemeatmarket.com. Orders will need to be picked up locally at Auburndale High School and the Mid-State campus in Marshfield. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
Bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight, a little bit of rain and light snow. We are going to drop down into the 20s for a low. Snow amounts will be light. And then tomorrow, a little snow in the morning. Mostly cloudy all day with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.